Thank you for calling customer support. This is Shante speaking. May I have your name and your zip code, please?
My name is John Garcia. My zip code is 02747.
02747?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to put you on hold for a moment, Mr. Garcia, and pull up your account, okay?
Okay.
All righty. Mr. Garcia,
yes.
Can you please verify your address?
It's 11 Midway Park Drive, apartment 113 in North Dartmouth, Massachusetts.
Okay, that's great. Okay. I have your account pulled up.
Okay.
And I see that you have one of a Vibe Watch by Pots. How's that
I'm
working
sorry,
for you?
I didn't understand what you said.
I'm sorry. I was saying that I see the product that you have. You have a Vibe Watch and you have Vibe Pods. How are they working out for you?
Actually, I haven't used them because the plug is different than the one that's on my phone.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
You know how that one goes like half round. Mine is just a one size plug that goes in either way. So.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I'll make a gift out of it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Somebody's going to be very happy for that gift. Okay, so
yes,
what can I
know.
Do for you today?
I just looked at my account, and I see that you want to withdraw $64.97 from me. I don't remember waiting on any other merchandise.
Okay. All right. Let's take a look here. Okay, so I see here, it looks like a 14-day trial period was signed up for on March the 2nd when a trial expired. It says here that the customer has to pays for the product that has been sent out and enrolled into, I don't know, this is not a reoccurring thing. This is a one-time fee. So it looks like you enter a 14-day trial, and after that 14-day trial, if you didn't call back and say, well, hey, they're not working out, I really don't like them, I'm going to send them back to you, you wouldn't have been charged $64.97. You just would have been charged at shipping and handling.
Oh, so you're talking about what I received?
Yes, sir, the watch, yes.
Well, I must have missed the fine print because I definitely didn't want to do that.
Yeah. Did you get a chance to look at those terms and conditions?
No, but it's something I did accidentally, and I don't want it. And if you want me to mail you that stuff back, I can do it because I still got it. It's still in its original packaging.
Well, it says here that I can offer you a $35 discount on the price of that.
No.
Okay.
It's not going to work.
Okay, yes, sir.
So, like I said, if you want me to send it back, I will send it back.
Okay. Just hang on one second.
Sure.
All righty.
Yeah, I should have known.
Okay, sir?
Yes.
As I go on to move to the next screen, it's popping up an offer of 50% refund.
That's all.
Would you be interested in that? Yes, sir. Just a 50% refund.
Well, and that means I return the merchandise and I only get 50% back.
No, you wouldn't have to return the merchandise. You can just keep the merchandise in and receive a 50% discount or a 50% refund on it.
Okay, we'll do that.
We'll do that? Okay. If you just hang on a second, I'll make the notations on the account.
Okay.
All righty.
And there's no continuing thing, right?
Oh, no, sir. There's no continuing. No, it's just a one-time fee.
Okay. Uh-huh. I'm a single man on a fixed income, so.
Okay.
Yep.
Mr. Garcia?
Yes.
I was just letting you know that I'm still here. I'm just making the necessary adjustments to your account.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, and I'm still here, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm still here, Mr. Garcia. It just takes a little time. We're having some inclement weather here.
Yeah, so we...
Oh.
Yeah, heavy rain, and then it's going to get colder and change to snow.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I'm in Alabama, so...
Okay. What are you getting, a bunch of rain?
I'm sorry?
I said, what are you getting?
Yeah, we had a few tornadoes.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah.
I lived in Florida for 16 years, but this is where I was originally born. And after 16 years in Florida, I said, dude, it's time to go home.
So, time to go, okay.
Yep. Too hot, too crowded, too heavy.
Let's see, where you are now, it would be a little too chilly for me. I love the warm weather, warm, hot
yeah.
weather.
No, it seems as the older I get, the less I could take the heat. So,
Come on, you're not that old. You sound like a young fella.
Yeah, I might sound like it. that and going in the water. I lived in Daytona for 16 years.
Oh, okay,
and,
okay.
I love the beach. I love NASCAR. So I said, where should I be? But then in the summer, when the water temp got to be 95,
mm-hmm.
and I'm run my job, I've run for the last 35 years. So I'd run on the beach, and mm-hmm. I'd run in my bathing suit, and then I'd just take my sneakers off, and I'd go in the water and sweating, and I'd come out probably sweating more than I went in.
Oh, wow.
So I said, this isn't working.
Yeah, that isn't good.
No. Like here, probably the warmest water gets is 78. That's not till the end of August. So
when
you go in, it's refreshing. So that's what I was always used to. So and I said, time to complete the circle. So I've been back almost 4 years now. So
well, that is wonderful. Mm. That is wonderful.
Whereabouts in Alabama are you?
Actually, I'm not allowed to say.
Okay.
But
I just say that I've got relatives in Arkansas, so I used to go quite often, on the drive.
Okay.
Pensacola was halfway from me.
Somewhere close. I can say somewhere close, though.
Yeah. And then I drive diagonally up through Alabama and then get into Mississippi.
Those areas,
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I'm almost done here. I have one more item to cancel, and we'll get you that number, that confirmation number, let you know you're all set up. I've done the notation for your refund. You should be getting that soon. So I'm going to give you that number. D as in David. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. It's going to be D as in David.
Hang on, hon. I'm going to put you on speaker so I can listen.
Sure. No problem.
Go ahead.
D as in David.
Yeah.
A as in Alpha.
Yeah.
553.
Yep.
B as in Bravo. 0210.
0210. Okay.
Yes, sir. Okay. You're all set, Mr. Garcia.
Okay. What exactly is my refund?
It's $32.49.
Wow, it is exactly. Okay, I did my reading section there.
Yeah, I'm glad I can make you smile today.
Okay, good. I appreciate it. That was my fault, and I take full responsibility, and I'm glad you at least, we were able to do this. And like I said, I can still make a present out of it. So.
Yes, sir. Okay, well, thank you. You enjoy the rest of your
day.
Chantel. And thank you for calling customer support.
All right, and thank you for all your help. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bye now.
Bye-bye.